Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston. And I'm here to welcome you and thank you for taking your precious time to share your presence with us, to engage. And I'd also like to introduce Dawn Crystal, who has been with us one other time before. You'll hear about her journey and how she developed her skills. But let's just say she overcame many obstacles in the process of healing herself. And then, like the hero's journey, she's here to share her gifts. So let's give her a nice, warm, You Awakening hug, an energy hug to welcome her. And let's get started.
Aloha, everybody. Hi, this is Dawn Crystal from Maui, Hawaii. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much for having me here today on the show. I'm so grateful again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's dive right in. How did you develop this skill? What happened?
Well, I will make a long story very short. But my skill didn't just develop from taking a class or anything, everybody. My skill came from a very hard childhood of growing up and abused in every which way, shape, and form, mentally, physically, and just going through a life of not really fitting in and finding my way through my heart. Basically, when I finally finding my way through my heart, I didn't have any friends growing up, everybody, so I was kind of an outcast from day one. So my best intuition or my best guidance was always from my heart, even though I was not spiritual, and I'll let you know that. So I went through my whole life, and I went through two marriages, and those marriages were failed because I didn't have love from day one of my life from my family. My mom and dad were not even available since I was conceived. And then after my second marriage, I was living on the East Coast, and I was in the beauty business back then, and I was married to a very the marriage was not good at all. It was very violent. And I basically, at that time of my life, since I was married before that, just kind of hit rock bottom. And I was suicidal at that time of my life because of the fact that nothing was working for my life, even though I had a couple beauty businesses. I had no love in my life. My whole life was empty. Never felt a day of life, love in my life from day one. So I pretty much, at that time of my life, gave my everything in my life away. Was guided at that point. My soul says, just give everything away and go to the sun. I looked in the magazine. I saw Hawaii. Over 20 years ago. So I basically gave everything to my ex-husband, every savings I had, my businesses, my car, my brand new house that was a year old. I gave everything away and took two bags of clothes, $700 cash and a bag of jewelry, moved to the Hawaiian Islands over 20 years ago. And on this journey, everybody, I was not, $700 did not last long. So I lived out of a car for about over 6 months and was homeless, okay? And I had little oddball jobs. And how my sound came to me, why this is such a big question and why I'm making this short, if I can go on for hours. So I used to go to the beach and try to relax and calm myself, and this is where my sounds came from, because my sounds were there to kind of help myself heal because of going through a whole life of chaos, watching my brothers, most of my brothers killed themselves from drugs and alcohol in front of me, abused in every way, shape, and form. My body was just holding a lot of trauma. So my sounds used to come through me on the beach magically. I did not plan it. I did not know they were coming through me. They just came through me to start healing myself and soothing myself. And the miraculous part of this journey, everybody, from over that humble beginnings of all those years ago, me starting with sound on the beach and people just walking by, hearing my sounds that were, you know, were hearing it and actually, you know, really, really interested. They would sit with me for hours. And that's how I really came about, and people started finding out about me, and they started, back then I didn't even have a cell phone, so I got on my feet slow but sure by doing sessions with people. People would just kind of hire me, and I would go into spas at night and by luau. So I had a lady who hired me to go in there to do readings and energy work on people, and that's how I found out that my energy sounds, beyond just soothing myself, actually help people get out of pain, and that's what I'm known for now. So with all that said, over all the years, I got on my feet slow but sure. I did not plan to have a website. I did not know I would ever be reaching a large audience such as I am today globally, and actually pretty well known as a pain relief expert worldwide. And my sounds have evolved, and I have fine-tuned, I should say, my sounds over all these years of being from those humble beginnings I just mentioned of being homeless to where I'm at today, I'm still living in Hawaii, but on a different island from where I started. I know how to use my sound today to really help mankind and society and everybody who feels that I'm the right person. And I help people with all kinds of chronic issues. So I think that's pretty miraculous, Jacqueline, what you say, from going from that to where I'm at today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we said it before, but it really does remind me of the hero's journey. You know, a birth, experiencing difficulties, going out into the world, hearing your guidance, surrendering, being brought through, and then getting to a point of expertise where you have something really powerful and special to share with others.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit more. What's your today's specific topic is abundance. And I think everyone joining us is here for an abundance boost. How did you discover that these sounds helped with abundance?
Yeah, very good question. And abundance is actually, well, the abundance frequency that I'll be bringing into the callers today will be grounding in everybody's soul into their bodies or life force energy. This is a universal flow that is in all nature and all of life. If you look outside your house, everybody, and you look at the trees and all nature, it looks pretty abundant. If you really look at, you know, nature, it's abundant. So basically, we're all connected to nature itself. So the energy frequencies that I call source is from Creator, Prime Creator, who created us all, okay? Everybody, every living thing on this planet. What I have an ability to know how to use my sounds is because I live in this flow as well. I did not know how to live in the flow in the beginning, but I had to clear out some, you know, like I said, some deep wounds of growing up in lack consciousness from my family, of listening to my family my whole life complaining about money. That was my number one thing I needed to work on myself, and that's what I do with clients. But I also have the ability to ground in life force energy from the source creator, which is really your soul's energy, and I can ground it really strongly into our bodies. And why is that so important for abundance? Well, I can explain that very easily. By having life force energy going through your body, and I call it the source frequencies or the creator frequencies, which is your soul, by the way, and bringing them into the body, your soul and source, if you really know that, is abundant anyway. It does not have any human beliefs on it at all. So if you can bring in the soul, the body, the mind, and the spirit into one vessel, and ground that in your body, and that's what I do with everything I do, including my programs, and teaches your body to hold the highest frequency of who you are. Match money and abundance, whatever abundance means for you. It doesn't have to be money, but money would be nice because it certainly makes life a lot easier, having the abundance and choices, to have choices to do things in life. So by grounding in the life force energy of who you are in the body is actually what I call, this is really fun, Jacqueline, I call it giving the universe or God or source, whatever you believe, your personal address. So source, God, whatever you believe, can actually start sending you abundance easier because you're like, you know, you're not hiding. You're not, you know, a lot of people I find are hiding or they're not really radiating their light. So by making your address stronger with God or source is actually giving like an immediate thing. Oh, there she is. Let's go ahead and send her some money. She's wanting this. And the flow becomes much more easily. Okay. It's called the universal flow. But, like I said, I just have the ability to do that because I work with very high frequencies, and I have the ability to work with people in groups or individuals to ground in your life force energy of who you are, your truth of who you are, which most people feel much more peaceful when I'm doing that anyway and much more grounded in their body. So this is an added benefit of you receiving the life force energy of who you are in your body. Because you not only feel more peaceful and feel better in your body, you're not feeling everybody else's stuff either because you're more, I call it, you become your own internal planet of who you are and your energy. So you're not really affected by everybody else's energy. You become your own energy. And this is really what's beautiful over the years of doing this work is I can kind of train people, just work with people in MP3 form or working in personal sessions by training people into their bodies and having your life force resonate there at all times, then you just become a true planet and you start becoming an abundance. It's abundance to receive abundance easier. And you become, it's really cool. I find that over the years of doing this work as well for abundance, that I have a lot of clients who come to me for this, is that I find that people have, I call it Jacqueline, really cool synchronicities where they start becoming in this flow. It's like a flow. I can't explain it. It's a magical flow that happens beyond the physical conscious mind. Where you could, I had someone just say they went into a store and they were, you know, everybody else was kind of rumbling, not really happy. They weren't being helped quick enough. And this lady who went in there was living on this high vibrational energy. She just had a session with me, believe it or not. And she was just kind of catered to, and everything flowed so magically, and people were happy to assist her. And she just never was in this magical, I call it a magical flow of divine source or the universe. And that's something that we can all tap in ourselves. It's just, it's a frequency. And I'm humbled enough to say that I can bring the frequency in my work to people, like I said, together with us today or just in my work as well. So with all that said, I think that's pretty exciting, don't you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, are we going to get a demonstration later on?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And if anyone wants to call in, too, I can actually ground in the caller's life force energy in as well, which will make it – you're going to receive so much more benefit beyond just grounding life force energy, because when you bring in high frequency of divine God or source is what I do in my work, everything that's not resonating at that frequency, believe it or not, has to leave. So if you got low vibrations, I – try not to emphasize so much on entities and all that stuff because, I really know that when you bring in divine energy of source or God into your body, entities and anything that's low vibration can't reside there. So you don't really have any problems with that. So I try to say that, not that we don't have those issues at times, we do. And that's a reality here. But, we can train our bodies to hold in frequency of who we are and the high frequency of divine God or source, our soul and our body, those issues don't even exist, okay? So that's the benefit your people are going to receive today. If they have any weird energy around them, they really are an empath, which I find a lot of people these days, Jacqueline, are empaths on this planet. That's also going to help you not be so sensitive, okay? You won't be picking up and being such an open sponge, I call it, to picking up on the frequencies and all the chaos and all this energy that's going around our planet, which is not always so peaceful. So you become your own cocoon of peaceful energy at all times. So If you can receive that, that's like a gift in alone, just by doing grounding of your life force energy in the body, and it helps in so many other aspects too. And we're not even talking about pain today, and it actually helps release a lot of tension and tightness in your body, which can contribute to pain as well. So that's pretty exciting, don't you think, Jacqueline?
Let's do this. Let's bring everybody on the same page, and can you give us a demonstration of the way you bring through sound and maybe guide us and lead us into grounding this energy and being receptive, I guess in reverse order,
mm-hmm.
clearing, receiving, grounding some of this energy before we get into the specific sound healing for abundance. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this will be kind of like a little bit of a demonstration. So if anyone's on the call just likes to participate, and if you don't really feel it, then your mind is too busy because your soul knows your highest good, and we're working with very high frequency. So just know you can always come back to the replay later if you're driving a car or anything right now. These frequencies are beyond the conscious mind, and they might put you in an altered state. Everybody, so be responsible with your own energy, okay? I just want to be very
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So if someone is driving, do not listen? Or what are you? Okay.
Yeah, and just be used. I always call it spiritual maturity on your energy because, I'm very realistic. You can always come back and the energy will be active anyway on the replay. So you don't need to, put yourself in an altered state because we have to take responsibility for ourselves. So I always want to bring that up to be very aware that it can happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but it can. So, I can do a little group process. And basically what this group process will be just kind of, I'll be doing a little bit of a loud sound on everybody to clear off the heavy energy because I'm going to be opening up, everyone's crown chakra, which you can bring in so we can bring in the life force energy of your soul into your body. And by doing that, we're going to ground it in through your body. Well, just imagine, it's just visual. It's very simple. You're going to bring it in from your crown chakra through your full body, all the way down your legs to your feet. And you're going to make it like I call it a white ribbon or a white light going into the center of Mother Earth. And then while I'm doing this, I want everybody to imagine a beautiful white cocoon of light around your body. It's going to be like just like a bubble around you is white light too, because that's going to be also clearing your aura and your energy field. So this way you can imagine that happening, and it'll also be grounding that beautiful energy around you to the center of Mother Earth too. So this way your energy is also cleared. So how does that sound, Jacqueline?
Sounds great. Let's get started.
Okay, so everybody, let's just go ahead and put attention and focus to the top of your head. You don't have to know where all the chakras are, but it's called the crown chakra, right at the top of your head. So I'm just going to make some sound. It might sound a little off-key. It may sound, you might not sound, hear it at all. You might hear it a little bit. It doesn't have to be clear in order for these energies to work. My voice is just a vessel to bring in transmission of frequency. So just know it doesn't have to be studio quality here. So let's go ahead and just start at the top of our head and just imagine everything going into that beautiful divine light. We're going to imagine this energy going up right now, okay? We want it to go in the light above your head to be clearing you and clearing out this heavy energy that most people have at the top of their head. So let's go ahead and begin with a little bit of sound. Just breathe and get in your body here and relax. We're here in the now. And let's begin right now with a little bit of sound at the top of your head, releasing it up. And let's begin. Now, when I make those heavy sounds like that, there's actually, for the group, because I can see a group collective that's here right now, but I also see a group collective that's going to be here on the future call that I'm going to be moving energy for. So just so that's ancient sounds that come to me. Here comes a high-pitched sound, everybody. I want you to imagine that heavy layer just lifting up into the light of God or Source, whatever you believe. And let's do that now. Let it go. Breathe and release. Let that energy move, and I'm going to take a couple deep breaths right now, so we're going to go to the next step of this in a moment. Let's do that. Okay, so the next part of it now will be grounding life force energy. Very simple process, but very important. We're talking about abundance today, so this is very good we're doing this process. So what would you imagine right now, as I just mentioned, imagine the energy coming through your head, through your neck, through your chest, and permeating through every part of your internal, your head down to your feet. Grounding you down to the beautiful center of loving Mother Earth and being like a cocoon of white light going around you. Okay? So just imagine that happening to the best of your ability while I make these sounds and breathe and allow to for you to receive that for your highest good. And let's begin. The grounding of life force energy down to planet Earth. Loving Earth, Mother Earth, I should say. And let's begin. Thank you. All right, let's take a couple deep breaths. Allow the energy to keep coming through, going through your full physical body. And they're very loving sounds because really to receive abundance, you need to be open to receive. So nothing harsh, only gentle, only loving for your highest good. Let me make one more sound to ground it, one more sound. Beautiful. Okay, I just wanted to do that little extra sound. Take another deep breath. And, Jacqueline, that concludes our group process right now of grounding the life force energy to planet Earth.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'd love to hear from you. If you care to share, please just type it in a little note to us and let us know how you're doing. We'd love to know. Ah. One question that's come in that we touched on before is, how do you know this works, or what kind of guidance do you get? What's your knowing?
Well, I've had lots of training under my belt for many years, as I mentioned in the beginning of the call, that I've had years and years to fine tune this on my own. So it's almost like I have a direct training with the universe. And how do I know? Number one, because it works on me. That's number one, because I have moments where I'm still in physical form, so I'm not any different than anybody else. I mean, I had a really hard life, which I mentioned about. I was abused in every way, shape, and form, physically and verbally and all that stuff. And also, you know, just not being loved from day one of conception of my life. So there's still some deep stuff that comes up in me at times, and I use my gifts to heal myself. So that's how I know, because where I'm at today and where I was at in the beginning of my journey, which I explained earlier, I'm a whole different person, okay? And I didn't just take a magic pill and it got this way, or had an awakening and here I am. No, actually, I might have had some kind of awakening in some ways, but in reality, you still have to do the work. So I'm still continuing to do my work. And, of course, I work with clients ongoingly from all over the world. Obviously, I get emails of just testimonials of people's lives that are changing just by working with me. And I'm confident to say that I know how to use the energy as well. It's not like I'm just trusting it to come through. I do know it's here because I merged with it. You might say I merged with it many years ago. But I just know how to work it, and I know what happens when I use it. That's kind of the benefit of doing this work as long as I have. I know how to channel it and use it in different ways, which I really didn't know in the beginning. So, yeah, it's a certainty that I have in myself, but again, as I mentioned, I use it on myself first, and then obviously know how to share it with the world. So that's kind of how I'm trained. I haven't taken a course or anything and put a label on myself and called it what I do. So it's really just kind of a humbling journey for me, and a humbling gift that I have that now I'm really grateful to share it with others that feel about that I'm the right person. So thanks. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Thank you. And
yeah.
Some comments are just starting to come in. It always takes a few moments to integrate, and we definitely support that. Monica is saying, the crown work I felt in my left eye, the grounding work, my feet got cold and tingly.
Yeah.
Another writes in, this is without name, wow, waves of energy going through my body, making it move, very peaceful. Thanks.
Yeah, today's frequencies are very peaceful. Mm-hmm.
And another who didn't share name is feeling strong feet, exclamation. Thanks for the show, ladies. Nice package. Oh, might be a little early to address this. We can either talk about it now or come back to it.
Yeah.
The person is asking, how does Dawn recommend to use so many MP3s, and mm-hmm. how many do you listen to a day, and for how many days?
Oh, well, that's a good, great question. I can answer that if you want, Jacqueline, if that's okay.
Sure, if it doesn't take us off track, yes.
Is it okay to answer it? Okay,
yes.
So I'll just mention there is a lot of MP3s in this program, a lot more than I usually do, and I want to mention the MP3s are very potent, but very kind of short. They're usually about 15 minutes, so you don't need to have hours and hours to heal yourself. You can do it in 15 minutes. But I do suggest if you're going to listen to the MP3s, please give at least 8 hours between each MP3s. I do not recommend. A lot of people think that they need to listen to all the MP3s at one time in order to get the benefit. actually, that is a no-no. Because really, in reality, when you do that, you confuse your energy systems in your body because your body needs time to integrate. These are really deep clearings that come on clearing off really deep stuff within ourselves so we can actually be at the high vibration of our soul and our body. So we're talking very deep stuff. So I would suggest, I mean, I suggest my own thing. I say one per day. And, you know, if you need to feel like you need to listen to two, well, then spread them out. You know, spread one maybe in the morning and one at night. Because the whole point is after you listen to them, the energies that come through, which are, I call source frequency, are going to go in and start clearing out your unconscious mind and all the stuff that you picked up from the world that's not you. And it could be deep. I mean, we're talking the work that these MP3s can do is they can go into past lifetimes, okay? So if it does that, you know, this can take days to keep clearing on you. So I tell people, just my own opinion, I feel this is what Spirit told me, my own soul, that you should stay on one MP3 at least for like 3 to 5 days. And you'll just know, because I'm all about empowerment of your own heart, to know that you might need to stay on it longer. If you got some deep, you know, depending on your history and how you were brought up in this lifetime, or if your soul is ready to clear out some past lifetimes of issues, you might need to stay on it for 14 days. I had a lady stay on one of those, or even longer. So you've got to follow your heart. There's no, I just want to be very truthful. You don't need to rush to the finish line with any of my work, especially this program, because it's all about, you know, I try to make it easy for people to shift their lives, which I think I kind of mastered that in some ways. But we still need to do the work, and we need to be easy on ourselves, because there might be some stuff that might come up within you that needs to clear, and it might not, you know, it might take a few days, okay? So, you know, please know, just drink some extra water and be loving with yourself, because energy comes and it goes, okay? It's like a cloud in the sky. It's there for the moment. You have some energy come up, and then it disappears. And the less that you get entangled with it, the easier and faster things clear. But 15 minutes is not long, and I don't believe in that we need to spend, when you're working with high frequency of source divine energy, everybody, you don't need to spend hours to heal. You just need to be committed and actually make the time to listen to the 15 minutes. And I always say, Jacqueline, very important thing I want to mention, is that you should always listen to my recordings, especially even if you have any ear issues, with headphones or earbuds, because it's beyond my sounds or what I'm doing. I'm bringing in frequency. But I do want to mention, if you do have hearing issues, don't worry. The MP3s will still work, because some people are like, I don't really hear well. Well, I understand that. So you just know that they're going to work anyway. But it's just you get a better bonus or benefit if you can listen to it with some earbuds or headphones. And I think that's pretty clear on that. So, yes, I just know that a lot of people always ask me, should I listen to them all first and then go back to listening to one longer? And I suggest you just use your heart intuition. If you need to sit down for a few minutes and ask questions to your own internal guidance system, which is in your heart chakra, that knows the answer to any question you have anyway, and ask intuitively, what is going to serve my highest good? What do I need right now today? And then you'll be, you know, a lot of people don't really get an answer, but they have a feeling or intuition or whatever it is, and go follow that, because that's really your best answer, okay? So I think that's pretty clear.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And drum roll.
Yeah.
Shall we do an abundance download now? Is it a good time, or do you think we should wait just a little longer?
Well, actually, the abundance download was part of the grounding process. I opened this up to receive. I can actually do a little bit more sound, and we'll ground in a little bit more abundance, which will kind of expand people. That's fine. We can do that, too.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
No complaints on that.
Oh, okay. You're so awesome. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. Who doesn't want more abundance? But I just want to mention abundance doesn't have to be money. It could be more love in your life. You know, it could be, you know, abundance just means so much.
More ease, more joy, more flow.
Yeah, more better health. Because I can tell you one thing, if you don't have good health, abundance, even if you have all the money in the world, I think health is probably number one on my scale anyway. And then, of course, abundance is there with it second, because health is the most important abundance I think anybody can have. So we'll just imagine, you can just think in your mind whatever abundance you're wanting in your life for your highest good. And then think of that while I'll be bringing in some sound for everybody. So we've already opened up our container. We just cleared out our container, which we grounded our life force energy to planet Earth and cleared our energy fields that were around us and our aura and everything, our energy fields. So now we'll just kind of bring in some frequency. And it's from source. The source is loving. So I want you to know you don't have to be hit over the head in order to receive this. You just need to be open. And it's amazing how the energy frequencies that will come through just in our short call today will actually continue working on you for a few days or even up to a week. So, you know, because our mind is always wanting results right now, fast, when the mind wants it, our ego, and that's fine. But, you know, source doesn't really work on the ego's time scale. It's really about how you can receive it. And when you're ready to receive it and when you're open to receive it. And I always tell people to just be in a state of gratitude because that's when the energy frequency really comes through you. Okay? So why don't we do that
right
now?
Thank you. That's a very good point.
Yeah. I just wanted to, it's really important.
The gratitude.
Mind is always, oh, yeah, that opens up the heart totally. And that's all about receiving. So, and we have to, you know, and this program is going to be really great too. I just want to mention to really open up your heart chakra because a lot of people have heart walls. And really, you know, we all have our own story. So with all this work that we're going to be doing right now, just grounding it, they'll go deeper into the program because a lot of times we just have blocks in our energy that we don't realize that are there unconsciously. So let's go ahead and just receive these energy frequencies again. We're just going to bring in some energy, and our attention is to receive abundance of what abundance is for you. So everybody's going to have a different abundance thought, you know, whatever it is. And just think of that in gratitude. You can even think of that in your mind. While I'm making sound. So, ready, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Let's do that now. Okay. It might sound like the sounds before, but we're going to bring in a different frequency. Let's do that now. I want everybody to imagine right now, I want to do a little something different here. I want you to put somebody in your life you absolutely adore, your child, your husband, your pet, beloved pet. I'm surrounded by pets, so I'm going to put my pet in my heart. And I want you to imagine them in your heart chakra. Well, we're going to bring them in, and we're going to open up your heart chakra to receive as well, okay? So that's really important about being abundant. We need to open our heart, okay, to receive. So let's go ahead and put that person or being in your heart now and you, to the best of your ability, and let's go ahead and receive this. I want everybody to look at your feet. We're opening up the heart chakra. We want to bring it down to your feet, even though we opened up, we grounded everything. We're just going to ground this energy to your feet. Look at your feet, everybody. Beautiful. Let's take a couple deep breaths, everybody. Allow this energy to come through you and permeate through every cell, every little spot of your body, every crevice, filling you up from the inside out with pure divine source light. Your birthright is we're all from one source of divine love, unconditionally. And allow those energies to permeate through every cell of your being. And that's beautiful. And I'm glad that I could share a little activation with everybody today, Jacqueline. Very nice.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for doing the extra.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
You'll find that You Awakening is a group that is very energy sensitive and really appreciates good, pure, strong energy work. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So again, we welcome your comments. We would love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, now is the time. And if there's a brave soul who would like to step forward and have a personalized energy healing right here, right now, on the air, we'll give you that opportunity. Okay, and right now I'm monitoring comments coming in. We've got several thank you messages already. And we have a question. Does this clear out entities on the premise of where there's light, dark is gone?
Oh, well, as I mentioned before in the beginning of the call, again, I'm not emphasizing on entities in this program today, but of course, anytime you bring in high frequency divine energy of source or creator, it's going to clear out everything that, and anything that's not your highest good. Now, the beautiful part, where we'll be talking about the program in a few minutes, is, you know, so this way we're clearing out the entities, but we want them to stay away, right? Because entities are usually, they're attracted to low vibration, which is usually within ourselves, unconsciously or not. So that's why we'll be talking a bit about here in the 17 modules in this program, which are going to go in and clearing out the very dense energy that you might have inside yourself that might unfortunately be attracting low vibration. So that's the work we have to do. But listening to this call right now, if you had anything like that going on, they're gone. I can tell you that right now if you're participating, okay? But, you know, like I said, we have to do the deeper work of really raising our physical body and all levels of our being up to a higher vibrational state. That's what we're all here to do, to raise our vibration, the vibration of our body as well is on the journey. We can't just bring in high frequency. We need to kind of raise the body up. And that's the work that I do, and make it easy. So that's all I'm all about short and easy, but very potent work and activations and frequencies that I bring in. So, yes, definitely. I hope I answered that well, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Thank you. And the lines are filling up. So if you'd like a little personalized work, especially in the area, please forgive me. My voice has been going a little bit during the call today, and it's got a lot to do with heavy, heavy pollen in my area.
With you.
So please forgive the voice.
Yeah.
Let's give this a try. We have someone named Jay who's on a web call calling in from India. I pray that it's a good connection. Let's see if we can help. So I'm unmuting right now. Jay?
Hi. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're late.
I am. My guy stayed up for this call. Yes.
Wonderful. So just
really
address your...
I really felt what we just did. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I worked with Jay before, so thank you, Jay, for being back on the call. I think we had a personal session together before,
we
right?
did. Boy, and it was a big one. That was the boy, yes.
Well,
and where I am, yes, and where I am right now, though, is I keep having this pattern of almost having significant money come in, and at the 11th hour, it doesn't. And And also in Southeast India, where I am, it's so poverty-stricken here, I'm concerned I'm matching frequencies.
Oh, well, I can tell you right now, Jay, working with you before, because I think we addressed it in your session, you need to protect yourself with more light, because I understand, I too, am very sensitive as well, and I think a lot of the callers on Jacqueline's show are definitely more sensitive. And you being, and I'm not saying I love India, so please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just saying that the country alone has a lot of poverty and a lot of, I call it dense energy. And I know, but it's fine. But you know, right now it's like we're going to try, you know, and again, we're talking about abundance today. So, by doing the work and bringing in your light more, which you've been doing, Jay, I know you're on the spiritual journey for sure, it's actually going to strengthen you where you become more of a planet in yourself, meaning your energy light gets so strong in your body that you don't really get affected by so much of the world. And that's a process we all have to. I mean, I was just in New York City not too long ago, and I've been on this journey a long time, and I was very much affected by just the city energy. I'm used to being in Hawaii where it's very calm. So I'm not used to being in high energy like that. So I had to do extra work on myself just to keep myself stabilized, okay? So I totally get you have a little bit more work in India. So, okay, we'll just do a little bit more grounding if you want right now. I want you to, we'll just kind of ground a little more energy into you. So this way you become your bubble of light. And then keep, do you have my abundance program, by the way?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so keep doing that because that's, those modules are very, very powerful.
Yep.
And they're going to help you as well. So since you called in, and thank you for sharing your testimonial, of course, I appreciate that. I want you to imagine the energy of white light coming into you, down to your feet. So we'll ground it a little bit stronger in your feet. How does that sound?
And and Don, does this work for others as well?
Oh,
if they've got the same issue? Okay,
absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's imagine that happening. I want you to imagine the white light coming from your head. Let's imagine it. Can you feel that energy lifting off your head?
I can.
Yeah, good. You're so open, Jay. I like working with people who are very, very open. So I want you to imagine the energy going down to your feet right now. Couple deep breaths. You can tell me how you're feeling right now.
A lot of stuff lifted out of my gut, out of my solar plexus. A lot of stuff. I feel at peace. I wasn't at peace before.
I know. Isn't it beautiful how you could bring in the highest frequency of source and it just changes everything? It changes your world and brings you back to who you really are. So I want to make that very clear. Yeah. It's bringing everyone back to wholeness, really who we are beyond the story of where we're at right now and what physical incarnation that we're in right now. Let's bring you back to really who you are. Jay, I'm grateful that I want to mention because you know my work is pretty powerful and it lasts probably, as you know, beyond the call, and I've only worked on you 2 minutes. We call these mini healings. Be easy on yourself because you just lifted a lot of, you got an extra benefit today, actually. You got some of your trapped emotion just kind of lifted out of your solar plexus if you're not aware of it, even though we're bringing in high frequency abundance energy to everybody today. Did you realize that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
The heavy energy just went. Zoop. So just drink some extra water. And I was glad to share my gift with you again today. And Jay, thank you so much for being such a support of my work. I'm really grateful for that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. Big difference. It's made a really big difference. I really appreciate it. I listen to those MP3s frequently.
Well, I just want to say, Jay, thank you for calling from India, and I'm going to disconnect my energy totally with us now, so we're totally disconnected. I just did that now by cutting cords and everything. And Jay, I want to say, have a beautiful, blessed day in India, and just keep shining your light, okay?
Aloha.
Much love to you, too. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now. That was good.
Okay. And I feel very grateful that we had such a clear connection. Boy, I feel the power of that. I'm feeling it in myself. Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to Loyalton. Get ready. I'm unmuting you right now. Just give us your first name and give us your question.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I understand the magical flow frequency thing, and I get it, and I've been there, I'll be in it. but I can't maintain it. I feel like a lot of my negative, like you, I had a very abusive, traumatic background, my childhood and in men relationships and such. And so then I feel like I'm in that flow, and yes, I can feel when I manifest from there, it's very powerful. But then I also have a lot of medical problems, and so then as soon as some of those negative emotions from the trauma come in, or a physical negative problem, boom, it just dumps me right out of the flow. It just spits me right out. And so I feel like some of the emotions, the negative ones, and my medical problems are blocking me from manifesting. I feel really blocked, I guess, and stuck.
Yeah. Well, you're on the right call today. That's what I was talking about my program. If you decide to feel in your heart, because that's actually going to start clearing out some of the deep stuff. Because, yes, it doesn't, you know, unfortunately, you've had a hard life, and I can see that. And do I have permission to look? Just
yes.
Yeah, okay, because I'm kind of getting it anyway from my soul. Yeah, so you've had a hard life, and unfortunately you've been doing the work, and it's a continual journey as well as I'm still doing my work, Monica. So, you know, things get better, though. And I'm glad that you have moments of having these enlightening moments of that you're feeling, because it took many years at the beginning to even start feeling that, like a little bit of like, in, you know, like I said, you get in the flow. Or at least you're having that. A lot of people, it takes them a while, especially depending on your life history of trauma. And some people have trauma later in life. Yours happen to start early. So we could do a little bit of grounding right now, and I totally get that you want to maintain it. So that's part of the process, and that's why we're talking about my program today, okay? Because if you decide, you can also work with me to go deeper. But right now we can just bring in some good frequency to you, and, you know, like I said, that's the whole part of my work. It's to bring the energy into the body, but train the body to do that. So that's why I have an abundance program, because even though it says abundance, all the modules are really about clearing out old wounds, okay? And
okay,
old traumas. From not only just yours, it could be your ancestral line that's affecting you, your family lineage, and it also could be from past lifetimes up to the present moment. So we're not only talking this incarnation, okay? So just be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
And you know, you just remember something, to be very loving with yourself. You chose this incarnation for a reason, to strengthen you, just like I did. I had no idea in the beginning why I went through all that, but you know, I see it's a gift now. And it's you know, a lot of times I find that you know, us with a higher path, really, we become really you know, we become something here on this planet to help others, because it's really about really coming into our own gifts so we can share our gifts with others. And we need to have the certainty and stability of really going through our own wisdom, to really become a true integrity of what we're doing. So, you know, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing here, eventually it'll show itself to you, and you'll start seeing the big picture, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, okay, Monica, just imagine right now, beautiful divine light. Clear your crown chakra. Now I want you to, do you feel that energy kind of lifting off you?
Yes.
Great. I love your this call. I love everyone in your family, Jacqueline. Everyone's open.
Yes.
I love the callers, because everyone
me
is
too.
Waiting. Well, yeah, because I don't find that at every telesummit. So thank you, Monica, for being so open. It's beautiful here. Just getting rid of that heavy cloud above your head. Now I want you to imagine the beautiful light coming, permeating through you from your crown chakra inside out, filling you up, Monica, from the inside out of the pure divine energy that you truly are, the raw energy of source that we all are. I want you to imagine it coming through your body now, grounding into your feet. So I wouldn't be surprised if you manifest something really nice after this call. I will only wish that upon you, because and anybody else here, because there's so much high frequency coming here that it's, if you keep yourself in a high state of gratitude after this call and really focus on something you want, I wouldn't be surprised it comes pretty quick, okay? Just kind of putting that out there.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Send Jacqueline an email, please.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and imagine the energy coming down from your crown chakra to your feet. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's begin. take a couple deep breaths. Tell me how that's feeling for you, Monica.
My whole body is vibrating and tingling.
Yep, you got a lot of light coming through you. And that's going to continue. So even though I call these mini healings or whatever, clearings, energy can go on for days, okay, because it's energy that will work with you for your highest good, of course, and you're open to receive it. But do you feel a sense of more peace?
Yes.
Yeah, and a little bit like all this heavy stuff in your mind kind of slowed down from all this, if there was anything going on. It's just kind of you become peaceful in your truth of who you are, which is really we're all the same love, and you become this, like, vessel of just everything's okay. Doesn't matter what's happening in my life right now. I just feel okay. And you kind of nourish that, you know, kind of nurture in that energy. So I'm going to leave you in this energy right now, but I just want to say thank you so much and just know the journey continues. You're doing good. And I actually just wanted to call you an old soul. So has anyone called you that before?
Yes, many times.
Well, you are. Well, you're an old soul, my dear, but there's a reason why. So you're here to become your own life so you can, you know, really help yourself first, of course, and then help others. So thank you for allowing me to share a little bit of a taste of my work today, the mini healing. I'm really grateful, Monica, for you being on the call, okay?
Thank you so much.
With us now.
Thank you so much, and I feel giggly now, too.
Oh, okay. Can I mention one thing before you hang up? Jack,
sure.
I have to mention one thing. When you feel giggly, can I tell you what that is?
Yes.
That's your soul in your body. Your soul is happy to be here and now. I don't want to say your soul's not in the body because we wouldn't be alive. But when you could really bring your full powerhouse of who you are, your soul and your body, your soul right now is saying, I'm at home, and it's happy to be here. So nourish that, okay? Because that's not just your physical part of your being. That's actually your soul saying, I'm happy. I'm here now. Your soul needs to be in the body. That's why you have a body. If your soul's outside the body, you can't do what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? So it needs the body. So it's like, I'm home. So I just wanted to share that, okay, Monica?
Oh, that's awesome information. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you just
Thank
have a beautiful,
you.
Blessed day, and disconnect everybody here so we're not together with each other. We can't be all day together. So I disconnect our cords, and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You know, we have a call. Dawn, can you still hear me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because suddenly you raise your hand as if you have a question of yourself, so something happened.
There's
someone named Giraj from Slovakia who's written in a question, but I have a different response. The question is, Giraj, gets ready. You've got a moment to decide. I can unmute you so that we could do this live. His question is, what is his block to receiving abundance? And my sense is, why don't we just invite him on the line and clear the block instead? Are you getting the same feeling?
Well, it's better that way because I'm not always, I know he has a question, but I usually like, my soul is very integrity, so it likes consent from the person. You know, that's why I'm only allowed to work with people who give me consent, you know? You know, on all levels.
Okay.
So, yeah, if he could, I mean, because it would be easier.
Okay, so I've never done this before. Giraj, I'm inviting you to raise your hand, and actually what I'm going to do is unmute you. And if for any reason you don't want to do this, you know, in this venue, you know, we will appreciate that. So I'm unmuting you right now. Giraj, are you there? Hold on. Now, hold on. Giraj, are you there? Giraj? Well, the hand's raised and the line is open. It's a web call, so it might be difficult. Giraj? Okay.
Do you know where he's from?
Yes. Well, I don't have the city, but it's Slovakia.
Okay, yeah, it would help if I had a city to tune in, but I don't have enough information.
Okay, Giraj, write us quickly on the commentary on the... Oh, he says he needs to change the headset. I think it's a he. I don't know. I need to change the headset. I'll be back. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me. I'm going to just keep his line open. I don't know if it's male or female. Let me ask another question while we wait with the line open. Kat, spelled with a K, K-A-T, from Utah. She's got two questions here. One is, does Don get a sense that this could be the last time I would need to buy another frequency program? I've had trauma and sexual abuse, and on the spiritual path, doing the deep inner work. Any reassurance would be helpful. And her second question is, what about clearing debt? Is this covered in your package?
Oh, yeah. It does. There's a module in there about clearing your financial mess. There's one in there called clearing the financial mess, which is part of it, and also giving and receiving. So there's 17 modules, and they go into really deep clearing. I do suggest, Jacqueline, since this lady has a lot of trauma, I think we have a package B, right, for 30-minute session with me?
I believe I do.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't want to switch screens, given
I'm
right kind of holding for Jiraj.
Okay, so I'm going to mention this to her because I think we do. If she
we'll cover your package in a few minutes, and then I can help you in that way.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. All right.
Okay. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Okay, Jiraj is saying here with a new headset, so hold on.
Okay.
Jiraj, the line is open. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Yes, so
direct your question to Don, please.
Yes, yeah, so my question is, what is the very first block for receiving the abundances, the wealth abundances in my current life?
Yeah, Jiraj, where do you live?
Sorry, say it again.
Where do you live?
Where do you live?
Yeah, in Slovakia.
Yeah. And Jiraj, would you agree that there's a lot of I kind of feel that he's picking up on a lot of heavy energy in the region for many years. Would you agree, Jiraj, that growing up your family was complaining about money?
Yes.
Yes. So unfortunately, as I did, I grew up kind of the same similar path. I actually had my family my whole life complaining about they didn't have enough, money didn't grow on trees, and everything else that you could hear under the sun. And would you agree that your family was kind of hard workers?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're dealing with the genetics of family lineage as well as ancestral energy, Gerard. So, yes, I hope that you're doing some work on yourself. You're actually on the right call today because we're talking about abundance blocks, okay? And you have
yes.
some of them, which unfortunately you're hearing some of the abundance blocks that you kind of inherited from your family line. So if you do decide to get in with the program, which we'll be explaining in a few minutes here, it's going to go in deep to start clearing out your unconscious block of what's in the way of you being happy, abundant, and open. This is the main thing. With a lot of people who have grown up the way you have, including myself, which I have compassion for because I grew up the same way, don't you feel that there's some part of your being unworthy?
Mm-hmm.
You got a very deep unworthiness underneath that. And if you're telling the universe you're unworthy, it's kind of hard for the energy to come to you of abundance. Does that make sense? So those energy
yeah.
blocks will be cleared. So,
yes, of course.
So that's what I'm getting up on you, and I can tell you I've hit it right on the head. So it's mainly from your family. So with all that said, I can't really do so much in a 2-minute session with you. That's gonna clear it because you have really deep ingrained stuff inside you. Are you aware of that? It's your whole life. And how old are you right now?
36.
Yeah, 36 years. And your whole life has been. I can kind of see that you make money, but it doesn't stay long. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. There is always a loss.
Yeah, there's always, and it's funny, I can see with you, you get money, and sometimes you have the money already accounted for before you even get it. So it's like it leaves before it even gets there sometimes. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Russ, I could just say you probably participated in the group calls. Were you listening to any of the energy sounds that I was giving, activations? So that's going to help you as well. And if you did not, then I would suggest to come back to the replay, okay?
Yes.
Because I could truthfully tell you that I'm a very truthful and integrity healer that, we, you know, with all the money blocks you have, and don't be discouraged. I mean, that's why you're on the right call. If you participate and decide to participate in the program, I can tell you it's going to help you a lot, and maybe I'll work with me on a one-on-one call. We can work together on your money blocks and kind of free you, because right now 2 minutes is not going to really clear all that. You understand that, right, to be realistic?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but I'm also giving you a lot of good information right now and hit it right on the head with your soul's telling me, because I actually do soul readings, and your soul's telling me everything that's going on with you. So with all that said, you know, were you participating in the call earlier when I was doing the activation?
No, right after, because I had another call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can give
you the replay will be available about 5 minutes after we finish.
Okay. So I will listen to it.
Yes, let me give you a link. It's www.youawakening, and that's Y-O-U awakening, as if it's all one word, youawakening.com/replay.
Yes.
And give it 5 to 10 minutes for our service to upload the recording, and then it'll be right there for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I'm so grateful that you called in from a half a world away, and the connection's good, and I'm grateful that we can connect, and hopefully you'll see if you want to participate in my MP3s. They'll really help you. Well, thank you, Gerard, and I hope that I can serve you in the future. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yes, same to
you.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah.
That felt right to speak to him directly.
That was beautiful, Jacqueline, that you were very persistent on that. And I actually gave Gerard some really good wisdom that was right spot on with his soul. And, well, you know, it was nice that you didn't give up. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's talk about your package now, and then maybe we'll have time to swing back.
Okay, sure. All right. Jacqueline, if you could bring it up just to make sure that I got everything right here. Is there a package A and a package B that you can see?
There is a package A and a package B.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we'll go into package A, everybody, first, and that's going to include 17 MP3s, and then we also have a, I believe we have a bonus in there, right? Is that true, Jacqueline?
I can tell you in a minute.
Okay, perfect.
I'm switching screens here.
Okay.
Just waiting for it to come up.
Good.
Okay, so everybody, if you'd like to follow along, you can just go to the link that you already have, which is www.youawakening.com and /live, L-I-V-E, because that's what works while we're before we get on the air and during the time that we get on the air. And then the link is no longer available as soon as we hang up. Okay, so it's youawakening.com/live until we complete, and then it's /replay instead. And what you do is just scroll down by that pretty picture of Dawn with the flower in her hair. Go to the special offer. And it will come up. And right now I'm seeing package A. It just came up. And how can I help you, Dawn?
Okay, so I just wanted to know what the bonus was for everybody, because it's in package A and package B, or the bonus that everybody gets is like a thank you.
Okay, I'm busy scrolling through all these.
Okay.
Why don't you start with the content, and I'll be able to give it to you by the time you complete that.
Okay, well, everybody, let's go into package A, which will be 17 modules for package A and package B. So this will be exactly the same, except I'll explain after I do package A what package B entails, which is a little bit extra, well, a lot extra, actually. Let's go ahead and start with session one, or module one, which is clearing resistance, okay? Since we've had some callers today with really deep-rooted stuff, including Diraj and I think the other lady who just called in before, and had a lot of trauma growing up. So this is going to be really good because these modules is something that you're going to grow with. It's not like something you're going to outgrow. And I already gave it instructions how to listen to these so you don't, like, overkill and listen to them all in one day. We want to kind of let these energies work on you, okay? So first one's clearing resistance. We're going to clear past, present, future timelines, everybody. We're going to jumpstart your journey into abundance, okay? Connecting to you to the creator source, the energy that's been coming through the call, as everyone's been feeling. This is the energy source, okay? The light. That actually, the abundance is what you're saying. If you want to be abundant, you really need to be connected to your own light, which is really source, and it's your soul. And allow your energy to flow in abundance in all areas of your life. So this is a good one to start with, okay? That's why I made it number one. Okay, let's go into number two. I'm just going to go scroll through them because there's a lot of modules, okay? Number two is clearing doubt and fear. So we're going to also, when I say clearing past, present, future timelines, we're talking past thought times, everybody, up to the present moment. There's a lot of stuff there. We've had many incarnations. If you don't know that, we have. We've had past lives. So this is going to clear a lot. So please know, you may need to stay on a module more than a few days, okay? You might say need to stay on a full week. But always follow your heart because everybody is totally different, okay, what you're needing. Clear all your unknown and unknown and known blockages, clearing all your belief systems that you've taken on from people and since you've been a child, when you're an open sponge like most children are, they take on everyone's beliefs. And if there's something blocking you from your abundance, it's going to start clearing with this. And it's going to help you step into the driver's seat to take full control of your manifesting of your abundance in your life. So I think that's a lot there. I make my modules. I'm not big on words. I'm all about big on energy work, so I'm not really big on words. So it's to the point.
Then you're a great fit for your awakening.
Yeah, I'm not big on words. I just want to do the work, okay? So number three, session three, is clearing fear of change. And we're going to clear past, present, and future timelines, again, past five times up to the present moment. I have one line of words there, and there's so much there to be cleared in one line of words, okay? So I didn't put any fluff here. It's just past, present, future timelines. We're clear all your unknown and unknown blockages, clearing your belief systems, if you've taken on belief systems from others, from childhood or when you've been born in this lifetime up. And that could be even in your mother's womb, okay? I mean, we have consciousness beyond even when we were born. So who knows? This can go pretty deep. And we're going to eliminate clutter from your system and your body. So and your energy systems as well. So that's just number three, okay? We've got a lot more modules to go through, so I'm going to keep flowing here. Session four, clearing your fear of growth, okay? A lot of people, regardless, do not have fear of growth. We're going to clear your past, present, future timelines. You know what that is. We're going to clear all your unknown and known blockages that's in the way of you being of having fear of growth, because a lot of people have unconscious fear and they don't know. We're going to clear all belief systems that's in the way of you being abundant beyond your fears. And we're going to begin sowing the seeds to grow your abundance in your life, okay? So this is really kind of setting up your foundation really strongly and setting up a foundation of strong abundance. So we need to work on the foundation as well, everybody, okay? So this is really deep program. So session five is clearing fear of success, okay? A lot of people are afraid to be successful for whatever reasons. We're going to clear that, okay? So we're going to get past your story. Clear past, present, future timelines again. Clearing your unknown and known blockages, everybody, including all belief systems. If it's in the way of your success, let's start clearing it because that's why you're on the call today. You're going to become a landscape gardener for your own abundance and identify in how you want your garden to evolve, your abundance garden, by the way, to evolve and flourish in a joyful way. Okay? Universe gives you abundance. This is a very pure, very strong word, joyful. You need to be open and joyful and grateful because if you're in lack consciousness and scarcity, the universe ain't going to send you abundance, but we're going to kind of help you get to that level of joyfulness, okay, and knowing that it's coming and having you a little bit deeper levels of trust in that. So let's go to session six, clearing feeling stuck, clearing the feeling of being stuck. Everyone gets that at times. We go through plateaus, we get stuck. So we're going to clear your past, present, future timelines, everything in the way of you feeling stuck, clearing your unknown and known blockages. Again, clearing your belief systems and keeping your energy of the change flowing forward, okay? That's important. Flowing forward your energy around manifesting abundance, okay? Because a lot of people don't always flow forward. They kind of stagnate. So this is called clearing the feeling of stuck, item six, okay? Let's jump up to item seven, getting clear on your future, which is very important, okay? So we're going to clear your future. So this way you can start manifesting the future that you want, okay? Clearing your past, present, future timelines, everybody, again, from past lifetimes up to the present moment. Clearing all your belief systems, clearing everything that is stopping yourself before you get started. That happens to a lot of people. We'll start, and then we just kind of stop. We don't even know why. It just happens. I'm going to tune into who you really are, which is Source itself, okay, and connect you in with all these frequencies that are encoded in all these modules from Source Creator, okay? Let's go into item 8, the next module, clearing clutter. Clearing your past, present, future timelines, okay, of anything that's creating clutter in your life. Meaning you might need to get rid of some stuff in your life that's keeping you not abundant, okay? Clutter in your home, whatever it may be. Clutter in your belief systems, whatever that may be. Clear unknown and known blockages, clearing all your belief systems, and get clear on what you really want. Clear all your binds that clutter your finances in your life. There's a lot there, okay? A lot of stuff there to clear, so please know. Even though I'm talking very briefly on the description, there's so much stuff there to clear. It could take you for a while, but don't worry. And you'll start noticing, you'll start feeling lighter and lighter as these as your energy systems keep getting cleared out. You'll start feeling better and better. And start seeing changes in your life is the main thing. So item 9, clearing your family blocks. We've been talking about ancestral inherited energy. So here's family blocks, okay? So clearing your past lifetimes up to the present moment of your family lineage and your family blocks. You've had other incarnations with your family, believe it or not, everybody. Clearing the unknown and known blockages. Clearing all your belief systems that you've taken on, okay, from others. And get ready for your big leap. Make a stronger connection to your happiest future reality and start dreaming big, okay? It's going to start expanding your mind in this module. So it's a lot here. That's really a big one, too. So let's go into number 10, the next module, discover your ultimate you. Clearing your past lifetimes up to the present moments. If you're stuck in where you're at right now, we need to get you to where you're supposed to be right now in your incarnation. Updating your records, clearing your unknown and unknown blockages, clearing your belief systems, everybody. Allowing the perfect you to shine through. You, too, have the perfect you inside yourself waiting to shine, which is your spirit. And all these modules bring in your soul to your body. We do an exercise in the beginning of grounding in your life force energy, which is where we start in each module, which is so important, everybody. Okay? So let's go to session 11, generating your future self, clearing your past, present, future timelines, everybody, clearing, of course, your unknown and known blockages and clearing all belief systems. I'm going to help you establish yourself as an infinite being with an infinite potential ahead so you can move forward confidently and powerfully and connect stronger into the light and see your future self of being abundant and happy and free and healthy, okay, whatever abundance is for you, okay? That's a really exciting one. That's number 11. Let's go into number 12, everybody, turning blocks into profit, clearing your past, present, future timelines, clearing unknown and known blockages in all your belief systems. And this is going to help you open up to more opportunities and manifest your inner millionaire within yourself, which is all our birthrights, to be abundant beyond our needs. That's an exciting module. That's only 12, okay? Let's keep going here. Clearing number 13. Oh, yeah, we're still going. Clearing 13. Clearing self-sabotage.
You're running a marathon. You're rounding the corner. You're
We got a lot more to go. Okay, all right, Jacqueline, she's on board, too. So let's go keep going, guys. We got a lot of stuff here. 13, clearing self-sabotage. Big one, okay? So this is a very big one for a lot of people. Clearing past, present, future timelines. Clearing unknown and known blockages again and clearing all your belief systems. So simple words, but such powerful clearing. And this is going to also help destroy all doubts that you can take, so you can take your empowered action and align to your soul's birthright of unlimited wealth. How awesome is that? And that's just number 13. This is like a wealth of clearings in this whole amount. I put so much thought into this program because I know there's other abundance programs. This had to be special. So please know this is a lot of thought that went into this whole program. Session 14, clearing lack of self-worth, okay? We're going to clear your past, present, future timelines. We've had a couple of people today. I felt that they could use this module of self-worth, especially the last person who just called in. Clearing unknown and known blockages, clearing all belief systems, and this is going to help create a more powerful money channel to fill your body with light and love to receive. How awesome is that? And that's just number 14. Let's move up now, guys, because I have a lot to cover here. Number 15 is clearing your financial mess. So we're going to clear. You got any debt or anything like that, this is going to help with that. Clearing your past, present, future timelines, clearing unknown and known blockages, everybody, clearing all your belief systems. And we're going to clear negative energy loops and access the perfect balancing point between giving and taking and receiving to open a firehouse of abundance within your being. So this is a very cool, powerful module, and that's just number 15, okay? There's so much stuff here. Number 16, we're going to get in here. Number 16, everybody, clearing fear of scarcity. So that's another one. That's another important one. I felt that that could help some of the callers see. So we're going to clear past, present, future timelines, clearing unknown and unknown blockages, clearing all belief systems again. Then we're going to smash away the fear of scarcity to regain the flow of giving and receiving energy of generosity and how to fill yourself up with light and open up to life's treasures of the universe. That's, like, so big. That's, like, so awesome. So that's just number 16. All right, we got one more to go here, everybody. Number 17, clearing the blocks to welcoming and receiving abundance. Okay, a lot of people have blocks there. So this is a really big one, and I love this. I ended with a really good one as well. So we're going to clear past, present, future timelines, everybody, clearing unknown and known blockages, clearing all your belief systems, okay? This is a lot of stuff to clear, believe it or not, with those three little sentences. And we're going to cultivate this talent inside you that will let you get paid for being just you. Just you doing nothing. Dig deep inside yourself and unearth the hidden talents and finally realize the purpose of money in your life, okay? And whatever that may be. So there's a lot there, and it can mean so that paragraph I just said could mean so much different for everybody because we're all uniquely different. So with all that said, that's 17 modules, and this is going to be Package A and Package B, and then you'll get a bonus, and I think, Jacqueline, you have that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you to say hooray.
Oh, okay, hooray. And then when you get done, I'll mention
it's Discover Sound Healing. It's Discover Sound Healing.
Oh, perfect.
CD, meditation. And it's a $20 value, and you get a lovely picture of Dawn in Hawaii in your beautiful white dress.
Thank you. That was
in all that abundant nature.
Yeah, and it's very high frequency coming through my voice. So you guys, that's listening to that meditation with headphones or earbuds, I've got many, I'm not making any medical claims, but I've had many emails sent to me about people having anxiety issues disappear, and this is beyond money issues, and also having insomnia issues disappear. I can't make any medical claims, but I've had many emails tell me of people who just love listening to that. And that's just the bonus of you participating and buying the program today. Now, with all that said, we go to a Package B, which is really including everything I just named, the 17 modules, and also the bonus that Jacqueline just said. And I mentioned the Discover Sound Healing MP3 meditation. You also receive a 30-minute session with me, which 30 minutes is not really a long time to most people, but to me, in my work, as you see how fast I work with callers, it's an eternity. We can go in deep and clear out a lot of blocks within yourself if you feel to just spend a little bit extra on yourself, investing in yourself is what I call it, because I actually gave a special price for Jacqueline's community here, and I opened up some extra spots in my calendar because I'm very busy with sessions, and I discounted my rate significantly for just getting all this package plus a 30-minute session. Is not even one session with me that I charge on my website, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, it's about a 65% reduction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's huge. And I only do that with Jacqueline's community because I'm here doing a special promotion and offering a special offer here with you today. So if you, it's not I think it's not even much more money to have a 30-minute session with me to have a life-changing shift happen in your life. So either way, if you don't decide to do 30-minute
session. It's $247 versus $147, which is an extra $100 for a $300 session in addition
all
of the digital package.
Yeah, normally I don't give any MP3s with my sessions, and there's still so much more. And I want to mention, if you don't want to have a 30-minute session with me, please know that even if you buy Package A's, they still are very potent and they're powerful clearings. So it's up to you. You can kind of feel it in your heart, whatever resonates true to you. With all that said, Jacqueline, thank you so much for allowing me to share my special offer today with your community and everybody here. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's getting to be that time. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing? Actually, I'll look at the go back to another screen and look at questions at the same time.
Yeah, just grateful to be here today and share my gifts with everybody. And everybody here was just open. So the community that Jacqueline has here is beautiful because I don't find that everywhere. And I did bring in so much good energy to everybody here today. And if you're on the replay, just know you will also just be open in a quiet place to receive. And again, don't really operate any machinery equipment, everybody. Take responsibility because there's so much high frequency here, and you'll receive it more. You may not feel anything, but really the more open you are to receive with an open heart of gratitude is really where the abundance can start happening in your life, and you can start receiving magical just magical things happening to you. And I'm talking about being in the magic and the magic of the energy of the universe, which is really the abundance flow. And that's really what I'm bringing in this program, is really kind of connecting people stronger into the flow of the universe, which is abundance already. And we're all part of it. It's just some parts of our being just kind of forgot about it, or we get too caught up in our everyday stories and how we were brought up. And it kind of clouds us for really being the true, becoming and really living in the true birthright of who we really are, which is really total, really totally being abundant beyond our needs and really living in that flow. So with all that said, I just want to say thank you, Jacqueline. I am just so grateful and really happy to be here today.
You're welcome. And let's close on this note. Monica sent us a note. She said, money does grow on trees.
It does.
It's paper. Yeah. It's paper made from trees. My dad was so wrong.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Maybe I'll repeat that one more time. Money does grow on trees. It's paper made from trees. My dad was so wrong.
I love it.
Okay, and on that note, thank you, Dawn, for being with us. Thank you for sharing your gifts. There's a lot of power. You know, sometimes it seems short and simple, but when it comes straight from source, you know, it has the power to bring in to alignment and to clear some of the levels and layers that we've been talking about. Some of them can come through our genetic line, some of them through our culture, some from how we've interpreted experience and from others around us. Yeah, it's not our natural birthright. And Dawn's work takes us back to the purity of who we are and our right to abundance. So thank you. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you,
everybody, for being with us.
Thank you, everybody.
Much love. Until the next time.